Good morning. The round of showers and thunderstorms that blew through interior New York and New England yesterday are now pivoting through central and eastern New England and also northward through Maine. Low pressure will track down the St. Lawrence Valley and take the cold front along with it that produced the showers and thunderstorms. Still, a bit of energy in the mid-levels of the atmosphere is trailing behind this. And as that energy pivots through today, we'll see another flare-up of a few pop-up showers and maybe a couple of thunderstorms, but these will remain below severe limits. The humidity has come down a bit, so it'll be a bit more comfortable today. And we have a fair amount of cloud cover, but we'll see enough breaks to produce sunshine and temperatures close to the 80-degree mark. As we get into the night tonight, and that energy itself lifts away, skies will become mostly clear, and the humidity will continue to drop as temperatures reach down into the 50s. This will set us up for a beautiful Thursday with high pressure in control. We'll have mostly sunny skies. It'll be warm with comfortable humidity and highs in the lower 80s. Another disturbance will swing through the region on Friday. This one not as strong as the one that passed through yesterday, but still, a few scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible. Otherwise, skies will be partly to mostly cloudy with highs in the lower 80s. As we get into the holiday weekend, right now it looks like high pressure will tend to dominate, keeping us dry with a mix of sun and clouds Saturday, Sunday, and for Monday on the 4th of July, high temperatures all 3 days will be in the lower 80s. Another chance of thunderstorms will show up on Tuesday of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across eastern Wyoming, southwest South Dakota, western Nebraska, northeastern Colorado, and far northwestern Kansas. Moderate instability is expected to develop across a fairly large portion of the northern and central high plains today, with the strongest instability generally confined to eastern Wyoming and southwest South Dakota. Aside from storm development expected from the Black Hills and southeastward within upslope flow, leftover convective outflow boundaries from earlier storms may be the primary foci for new storm development. Weak easterly low-level winds veering and strengthening with height will result in the potential for splitting supercells where instability is forecast to be the greatest. Strong bulk shear of 40 to 50 knots coupled with the moderate instability will allow for large hail, some hailstones exceeding 2 inches in diameter, and damaging winds being the primary severe weather hazards. At Mount Washington this morning, 50 miles visibility with light rain showers and 48 degrees, a west wind at 21 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, cloudy skies and 37 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 64 degrees, the dew point 61, 90% relative humidity, calm winds, and the barometer at 29.88 inches and holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 119 degrees at Needles, California, to a low of 33 at Tower Fall, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, partly sunny in the lower 80s, Boston, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm in the lower 80s, and in Buffalo, partly sunny with highs in the lower to mid 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 83 degrees, the low, 66. The average temperature, 75. That's 5 degrees above normal. 25 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday for the month, now 2.27 inches, which is 1.28 inches below normal. And 13.03 inches now for the year, but that's still 5.30 inches of precipitation below normal. There were 10 cooling degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month now, 131, that's 26 below normal, and 206 cooling degree days for the year, which is 71 above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 81 degrees, the average low, 60, the record high, 96, set in 1944, and the record low, 44, in 1970. Sunrise this morning was at 5:20 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:37 p.m., 15 hours and 17 minutes of daylight, no change from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny, with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm today, highs in the mid to upper 70s. Clearing tonight, lows in the lower to mid-50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny with scattered showers, possibly a thunderstorm today, and highs in the lower 80s. Clearing tonight, lows in the upper 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, partly sunny with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm today with highs in the upper 70s. Clearing tonight, lows in the mid-50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, partly sunny with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm today and highs in the upper 70s to around 80. Clearing tonight, lows in the mid to upper 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Partly sunny with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm today, highs right around 80. Clearing tonight with lows in the mid to upper 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny and warm with low humidity, lower to mid 80s. Mostly cloudy, a scattered shower or thunderstorm Friday, lower 80s. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy, low humidity, 80 Saturday. A mix of sun and clouds for both Sunday and Monday, Independence Day. Highs both days in the lower 80s, and partly sunny with a shower or thunderstorm possible Tuesday back into the middle 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiano.